Good evening. I'm Pastor Emma Peterson. For those of you who I do not know or who do not know me, welcome to all of you who have come in from the darkness to this womb of light. We've gathered together tonight to find comfort in the dark night, to hear a familiar story and sing songs we've known since we were children, to be in the company of one another. This Christmas Eve service is a deeply collaborative effort. Carolyn Hildebrandt designed our music program for this evening. Carolyn, your talent is a true gift to this congregation, and we are so grateful that you have chosen to spend the second Christmas Eve in a row here with us. Our musicians tonight include Kat Bean Hansen, who is also our office administrator extraordinaire. Bill Brown is running sound and offering percussion. Nate Callahan is on the guitar, and Karen Impala is on the recorder. Our visiting musicians include Mark Hayes, Suzanne Bullard, and Elliot Purdom. Our worship associate tonight is Mary Kay Madsen. Mary Kay and Nate Callahan decorated our sanctuary. I was there, but I was of no help. We'll have fellowship following the service. Please join us downstairs for Christmas goodies. Thank you to Moria and her team for organizing tonight's treats. And thank you to our greeters, Priscilla and Linda. Christmas Eve certainly seems to have a certain magic to it, but the CVUU has a team of elves that made tonight possible. Deep thanks to each of you, and if you see the crew, please let them know you're so grateful for their time and their talent. Now I invite each of us to sit back, to take a deep breath, to sink into the spirit, and let the sounds of the season wash over you. Mary Kay, would you like to come up and light our chalice?
Turn too quick there. For so the children come, and so they have been coming. Always in the same way they come. Born of the seed of man and woman, no angels herald their beginnings. No prophets predict their future course. No wise men see a star to show where to find the babe that will save humankind. Yet each night a child is born is a holy night. Fathers and mothers, sitting beside their children's cribs, feel glory in the sight of a new life beginning. They ask, where and how will this new life end? Or will it never end? Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, and a time for worshiping. I light our chalice this night for all of the children who have been born on their holy night. May they be celebrated for the gifts that they bring to all of us.
Please rise if you are able in body or spirit for the singing of our first hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. You should have an insert in your program.
Oh,
Our first reading this evening comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. A reading from the Gospel according to John, verses 1 through 5, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Our second reading comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 and 6 and 7. In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Our third reading this evening begins with the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." A reading from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Our final reading of the evening comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Please stand in body or spirit for hymn number 231, "Angels We Have Heard on High." We have lead singers who will sing the verses, and we can join in on the refrain.
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why these songs of happy cheer? What great brightness did you see? What glad tidings did you hear?
What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Once upon a time, there was a Norse goddess named Frigga. Frigga could see the future, and sometimes this made her very frightened. And sometimes it made her very happy. Frigga was pregnant with a very special baby, a baby who was to be born on December 21st, the darkest day of the year. Frigga felt deep fear, certain that the darkness meant doom for her baby. When the day came to give birth, Frigga lit candles to welcome her baby with light, despite the darkness outside. When the baby was born, the sun rose immediately, and the season of growing light began. Isis, ancient Egyptian goddess, is the mother of duality. She holds dominion over death and darkness, and through her, the magic of rebirth is possible. Her legend goes that overcome by grief at the murder of her husband, Isis knit his body back into wholeness and breathed life back into his lungs. They conceived a son, Horus, imbued with a keen awareness of the suffering of people plunged into despair. He became the god of the sun and the moon, ushering in seasons of death and rebirth, like his mother, with a vow to always return humanity to the light. Since the beginning of time, humankind has woven theologies of darkness and light. In ancient times, when the days grew shorter and the nights grew longer, people despaired that this must mean the end of days. In their despair, they came together, creating rituals of fire and sacrifice and food and wine, urging the gods to return the sun. In the darkness, they found solace in the company of one another, and when the light returned, they rejoiced at their success. Perhaps it was their communal force that convinced the gods to return the sun. Perhaps the darkness is more bearable when endured in the company of others. Jesus Christ, like all of the gods and goddesses before him, came into the world to wage peace and justice, to smite out forces of evil with the purity of love. But his arrival, just like the arrival of Horus and Frigga's infant, did not immediately end the tyranny of darkness. Following Christ's birth, King Herod, in fear of ceding power to an infant, ordered that all of the male children in or around Bethlehem under the age of 2 be slaughtered. Terror was unleashed on Bethlehem because no earthly kingdom falls without a fight. Christ's arrival and God's promise threatened the unbridled force of empire. We all know the carnage that comes in response to a threatened monarchy. We have seen history repeat and repeat in wars and massacres. We know it is the most vulnerable and marginalized amongst us who first feel the force of oppression and subjugation. The birth of Jesus Christ was the birth of a revolution. Christ came to promise an end to tyranny everywhere. He came to show humanity that while evil and corruption may die loudly and violently, love and justice and mercy will always win out. Mary gave birth to her baby in a barn, hiding from a world that threatened the kingdom that Jesus promised to bring. Frigga gave birth to a baby in a room lit by candles to show that darkness can always be conquered. Isis gave birth in the wake of a miracle born from the seeds of grief and despair, and her child became the protector of the sun, the bearer of light, the comforter of all those plagued by darkness. Light, like darkness, is a force. Jesus came to teach us that we are the light, that our conviction that the world can be better, safer, and more whole is not vanity, is not fantasy, but can be reality. That we can smite out tyranny, speak truth to power, protect those on the margins, and usher in new eras of peace and thriving for all people. The light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. May this be as true today as it was when it was written some 2,000 years ago. May we be the bearers of light in a world threatened by darkness. May we always know that the light is coming and that we are the ones that give it birth. We will now begin the lighting of the candles, and as we pass the light around the room, I would ask that you form a loose circle in the sanctuary. So get up from your seats, and gently and gingerly. All right, it's going well.
Silent night, holy night.
Our closing words this evening come from The Inn at the End of the World by G.K. Chesterton. The world is as wild as an old wives' tale, and strange the plain things are. The earth is enough and the air is enough for our wonder raging far. But a word came forth in Galilee, a world like to a star. It climbed and ranged and blessed and burnt wherever brave hearts are. It is a track of feet in the snow, a door standing slightly ajar, a lantern showing a winding path to a destiny not far. So tonight we go to the ancient inn where the child in the frost is furled. We follow the feet where all souls meet, at the inn at the end of the world. So bless the beggars and kiss the kings, for hope has broken the heart of things, and nothing will ever be praised enough in the inn at the end of the world. The idle humble hill and wood are bowed upon the sacred birth, and for this little hour the earth will blaze with the love of good. So tonight we go to an ancient inn where the child in the frost is furled. We follow the feet where all souls meet, at the inn at the end of the world. Our closing hymn is number 239, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And because this is my favorite hymn and my musicians are humoring me, we will sing the last verse twice. Hymnals? I don't know about hymnals. Yeah, grab a hymnal if you can. Yeah, we should know this.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Thank you, Nate. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Bring the light in the sanctuary out and be the light in the world. Go forth in peace. Amen, and blessed be. And Merry Christmas, y'all!